It's mostly clear, 3 degrees below zero in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. There is a wind chill advisory in effect for Cass and surrounding counties until noon on Tuesday. We look forward to mostly sunny today with a high of only 3 above. In the news, the Iowa State Patrol says a woman from California was injured during an accident Sunday morning on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. Officials say 28-year-old Dahlia De La Cruz Suarez of Salinas, California, suffered from neck pain and was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic by Walnut Rescue. De La Cruz Suarez was traveling eastbound in the right lane of I-80 in a 2012 Chevy Cruze as a 1999 Chevy S10 pickup driven by Mark Nielsen of Cedar Rapids was traveling east in the left lane. As Nielsen made an abrupt lane change to exit onto a rest area off-ramp, he hit the left front side of De La Cruz's vehicle. Both vehicles came to rest in the parking lot of the rest area. The accident happened near the 44-mile marker at around 6:50 a.m. Sunday. Well, a family is grieving after a 15-year-old girl was found dead in the back of a car at a Western Iowa shopping center over the weekend. One of the girl's friends called paramedics at around 10 a.m. Saturday, but Mariah Mata Alvarez had already died. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers said Mariah had been out with the two girls and five boys most of the night. Myers said it appears the juveniles had been drinking alcohol and possibly using marijuana. No arrests were made, but the Pottawatomie County Attorney will review the case to determine whether to charge any of the people who were with Mariah. Officials at the Lewis Central High School say the girl had dropped out of the school. Co-worker Diana Montalongo said Mariah was an outgoing girl who did not seem to party often. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Sunday after he allegedly used a vehicle to cause several thousand dollars worth of damage to a building. 23-year-old Michael T. Archer of Red Oak was charged with criminal mischief in the second degree. Authorities say the charge stems from an incident at the office building of Dr. Wyatt at 1905 East Summit Street in Red Oak, where a vehicle damaged a fence and a wooden handicap ramp. Archer was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Glenwood man was cited last night for driving with a suspended license. Nicholas Allen Hall was stopped at the Highways 71 and 34 interchange for a traffic violation. But upon further investigation, it was determined Hall was operating a motor vehicle with a suspended driver's license. Hall was cited for the offense and released on a citation with instructions to appear in court at a later date. Police in Red Oak report the arrest early Saturday morning of 52-year-old Jack Ray Steinspring of Red Oak. Steinspring was taken into custody on a charge of driving while suspended after his vehicle was pulled over at around 2:30 a.m. Saturday at the intersection of Broadway and West Linden Streets in Red Oak. Steinspring was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center over the weekend on $300 bond. Elsewhere in state news, two deer hunters have been injured during the last weekend of shotgun season. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Sunday that a Madrid man was shot in his elbow by a hunter who was shooting at a deer in Dallas County Saturday. 50-year-old Michael Otto was treated at a Des Moines hospital, and a Charles City man was shot Saturday near Floyd. 21-year-old Holden Hilligas was shot in his upper back by another hunter in his party and was treated at the Charles City Hospital. Iowa's Law Enforcement Academy doesn't provide any training on when or how to use stun guns. There is also no specific guidance provided in state or national laws. The Des Moines Register says more than 265 Iowa law enforcement agencies use the devices, which have been cited in 8 lawsuits filed against Iowa policing agencies. The newspaper said each Iowa law enforcement agency sets its own policy for the use of stun guns. Senator Robert Hoeg, a Democrat from Des Moines, says it seems pretty clear that this is something our law enforcement agencies should be addressing. And that is a check of the area's top news this hour, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy and Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.